A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the Northern Territory launches Aboriginal Justice Agreement to reduce high Indigenous incarceration rate. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Northern Territory Attorney General, that's Selena Yubo, on the line and talk about this beautiful space. Thank you very much. Selena, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and good morning to your listeners. It's a great week for the Northern Territory and lots of hard work ahead, but really appreciate the interest from our Queensland brothers and sisters.
Fantastic. And look, the money we're talking here, $4.52 million, now set aside for the first year as a firm financial commitment. Look, the beginning's half done. We're heading in the right direction. Money's a tool, and we're using the tool in good ways, yes?
Yes, absolutely. And Trevor, unfortunately, the Northern Territory, similar to all other parts of Australia, we have some very overrepresented prisons and jails with our countrymen in there. And we are working very hard to make sure we've got some practical ways to reduce those high incarceration rates in our prisons, but also those pathways and those programs that will help provide a way out of the justice system for our mob.
And so when you're talking money, like I said, a tool, we can also work towards prevention. That's the number one word we're looking for, isn't it?
Absolutely. Looking at prevention, looking at support mechanisms once someone is in touch with the justice system, but also looking at ways that we don't see that cycle, Trevor. You know, many of our mob, if they're coming out of jail and unfortunately go back in, and that can be our men and our women, but making sure that we've got the support for them so they can be strong, not just as Aboriginal leaders in their community, but for their families especially.
Look, we've been using this phrase for the so-called pandemic. We are all in this together, but it goes for the same for Indigenous incarceration as well.
It's very, very true. We know that with the national Close the Gap refresh targets, justice is one of those areas for the national conversation. It's been fast-tracked with the Close the Gap, but it's also something that we need to do better just because of the history of our country. We know there's been so much trauma and generational trauma. How we start to work together, as you said, to be able to address that trauma, but look at really positive ways forward for our mob to be in power, to have that voice, to have that leadership, and to tell government what they need and not government telling them what they need.
Well, exactly. And look, nothing works better than black on black, so there could be a fantastic opportunity for employment of professional black people working with their mob in a cultural aspect side of things as well.
And that's what we want, Trevor. We want to see more of our Aboriginal leadership space in the justice system. Also, we've got amazing Aboriginal organisations and businesses and enterprises who can look at those culturally appropriate, you know, those Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander programs that our mob need, and being the service providers. So not relying on outsiders, people who are not part of our communities delivering those services, really building that capacity so our mob really take charge and guide that leadership around the justice space.
Well, exactly. Look, we've got the solutions to our problems, but it's got to be working from the inside out and not the outside in.
That's right. And we all have our challenges, but like you said, sticking together, this is not just an issue for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. This is an issue for all of our communities. The more safer, the more programs, the more opportunities we have for our mob, the better all of our communities will be.
And it's just a high tide rises all ships when you look at black people being successful, not only on a football field, but in getting apprenticeships, getting a job, you know, getting mortgages, you know, paying off houses and cars, what have you. Success breeds success, and it just creates a nice pathway.
That's it. And Trevor, I used to be a teacher, so I used to tell my students, you can't be what you can't see. If we don't see black faces in those positions, whether it's our doctors, our nurses, our teachers, our cleaners, our mechanics, then what are our kids going to be looking at and inspired to be or to aspire to become if we don't see some of those opportunities in our community, and whether they're leadership roles, whether they're service provider roles, but having more of our people delivering on those roles in our communities means that our kids grow up seeing that. It's not a question for them of what you want to be, it's a question of when do you want to be that.
Fantastic. Now, the NT government are stepping in the right direction, $4.52 million now set aside for the first year as a firm financial commitment. Fantastic to see. Look, great talking with you, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon. All the best to you, Selena.
Thank you, Trevor, and thanks to your mob. I really appreciate the interest, and we'll keep fighting together.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Adelianne, Selena Yubo, her name is, and she's the Northern Territory Attorney General, and talking about the space that she's working in. It's Northern Territory launches Aboriginal Justice Agreement to reduce high Indigenous incarceration rate. And so the money at the table is a tool, but it's a it's set aside for the first year as a firm financial commitment, and we need to work towards commitment in regard to bringing down the incarceration of black people in jail cells across this country, especially territory and all the states and territories of this beautiful big island. You can have your say here, Yarn Up Strong, on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
I can lead you astray. Refresh your spirit in your own cooey ways. Cooey love, lump all your mother, father, sister and brother. Cooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Cooey people, one good leaking, us all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, school readiness is the key to closing the early childhood education gap. World Vision, Grant Paulson, the acting of head of First Nations programs. I got the brother on the line. Grant, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Big good morning. I'm ringing you from Quandamooka country today, down on Redlands here near the mob from Stradbroke, and bring greetings from my mother's people, all the Birra mob, who went down to Cherbourg, and my father's mob too, all the Bundjalung from down on Fingal as well.
Deadly footprint, brother. Thank you very much, and acknowledging mob there, acknowledging your country. The hat you're wearing, but like you said, acting. Don't act now, but Paul Grant Paulson, he acting, head of First Nation program. So we're talking about school readiness is key, closing the early childhood education gap. So tell us the space you're working in, brother, and how this is helping our mob, our young ones.
Yeah, but I guess World Vision's motto is life in the fullness for every child. So one of the things globally that we know is that unless you've got quality early childhood education, it's really hard to enter into that the school program. So we have been wanting to focus on early childhood education, which is culturally strong and helps parents and families ensure that their children have the best start. And that's the best from all their worlds, not just the what's required to be competent in mainstream, but also what is the best from their community, that language, that law, ceremony, all those things that define our peoples from the local life as well.
Yeah, it gives Pickaninny is a good start and at early ages, and Australian government have come to the table regarding their commitment, $81.8 million at the table. Like I said, money's a tool. Got to be happy with the amount of money at the table and what we can do in this space.
Yeah, look, and we're really excited to see that go towards expanding programs and going into new areas. We're currently working in we're one of the 10 sites that are currently working in a program called Connected Beginnings, and we're excited to see that the Australian government is committing to extending that. Well, we hope that they all that that elements will also be continuing the existing works, because we know that when you've got an extended commitment to community development over time, that's the real key. And I guess that's part of the global knowledge that and evidence base that we bring as a NGO there as well.
Exactly. And then, like I said, money being at the table, then you can focus in on the job at hand. And like I said, use the tool, which is the money that's at the table. And in closing that gap, you know, we're talking about, we sound like broken records, don't we, brother? Closing the gap, closing the gap, closing the gap. Well, let's act on it. Well done is better than well said.
Yeah, look, exactly. And part of that means digging into that evidence base, because there's a lot of good knowledge has been put out there, both by Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal and non-Indigenous scholarship and expertise into the space. Let's draw on that to get the best out of to give our children the best chance they get. And that includes training of local mob to run local early childhood education centres. So part of World Vision's approach is making sure that we're not there forever and a day, but making sure we've... it's one thing to have, you know, little flashy Ubud education centres being developed, but we also need local people being trained up to be able to run these things and to be able to be the early childhood educators that give our young fellas the best chance.
Yeah, and look, you can't beat black on black, Grant, when you're talking about our mob, working with our mob, especially our young Pickaninnies, you know, they see those black faces. So we're talking about employment in the space as well for First Nation people, for our First Nation kids.
Absolutely. And we also provide visibility to those elder young ones to be able to see, well, look, you know, my big cousin and my auntie, they got jobs out of this.
Yes.
And I might go get my early childhood ticket as well. And
exactly.
You know, what can I do to be a part of educating? I'm not a mum yet, but I could be I could certainly be a early childhood worker, and even for young men as well, being early childhood workers for our young people, their little cousins, their little nieces and nephews that are going through there. They can be getting qualified, recognised training to be able to help give the best for our young people going forward.
So we thank the Australian government. It's a non-expense. It's a beautiful investment, and it's fantastic and for our future of our young ones. Hey, great talking with you, Brother Grant, and you keep acting there, cuss. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, brother, eh?
No worries. Thanks for that.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Grant Paulson, Acting Head of First Nations Programs. School readiness is the key to closing the early childhood education gap, and World Vision at the table, and Australian Government at the table as well. Commitment of $81.8 million to expand the Connected Beginnings programs to 27 new sites. So, look, fantastic. Working with our young ones, and like I said, can't beat Black on Black. And you've got our mob working with our mob, the best remedy, you could say, best tool that we can use. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Screaming the morning and set the traps at night. Go fishing in the morning and set the traps at night. When it's early in the morning, we'll get the cat from the trap. Sit around the campfires and hear stories of the past. We'll sit around the campfires and hear stories of the past. When it's time for my bedtime, I need you by my side. I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. I'm going back to my homeland, to my country by the sea. Oh, I gave out the river Mana, that's where I want to be. Oh, I gave out the river Mana, that's where I want to be.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Don't throw me away. I am so tired and so blue. I'm dreaming of someone so far, far away, and sharing these memories with you. Just one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay. When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you cherish the memory of my town?
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Potions got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about the sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe it just came to life. It's got me mesmerized, hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it will never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Rope down the back street, police trying to trace me the same way they did the DJ Hickey. Pull me over, hit me up for identity, questioning me about my credibility. Hit the eye, too many the blue suits with the pen and the pad and the badge. Looking down on me, I give it back. I taste of the medicine to make him think that this boy's hot. I'm shaking the spot, I ain't leaving the spot. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. Ooh, yeah, hey. A rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, and listen to that. Sound, sound, sound.
drop was sickin' while I'm having it to mission. This magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, with look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, but it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior. Get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior. And listen to that sound, sound, sound.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber call on the Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I had a yarn earlier with the Delhi brother, Steve Renouf, talking about Guruni Yalamaka at Yaraba there and regarding the work they're doing and the technical technology for better healthcare for the mob. We're going to catch up a yarn over the Australian Digital Health Agency CEO, Amanda Catamol. On the line, Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We are in lockdown at the moment, but you're ringing from Melbourne. Is that right?
I am, and of course we've experienced our share of lockdown. So
yes.
My heart goes to you and to your listeners. It's a difficult time.
Yeah, look, we thank you for that and your feelings and thoughts there, because we've done pretty well up here in Far North Queensland, but when we're talking about a pandemic, look, it'll pop up anywhere, and it has popped up here in Far North. We're doing our bit, but let's talk about the beautiful community of Yaraba and the work they're doing over there at Guruni Yalamaka and regarding to technology and looking after their mob with this fantastic technology, sister.
They are indeed, Trevor. And look, they have been digital pioneers at Guruni Yalamaka. Getting communities ready for exactly the kind of thing that we're all experiencing now. They have been at the forefront of digital health for at least since 2014,
yeah.
Which means that now, at a time when the community of Yaraba has got that circumstance where they can't go and see their health providers face-to-face, they've got all the tools at their fingertips now to make sure that they can still have the best possible healthcare, supported by a remarkable health service that has been absolutely leading the way for nearly a decade.
Well, exactly, and leading from the front, and like I said, that's where we are in the 21st century, and it's about adapting to the time. You know, change is the engine of growth, and also the technology and the tools that come to the forefront is to utilise them and, well, make our job easier, but also protect our people, protect our health, yes?
That's exactly right, and what I think is remarkable about the way the health service has been thinking about this and supporting leaders in the community, it's really acknowledging that Aboriginal people have been custodians of data for thousands of years.
Yes.
And so this is really just a 20th century version of bringing those
yes.
digital health tools to the fingertips of Aboriginal people and communities.
That's a good
so
description there, Amanda.
Own their healthcare, yeah. And they really have. You know, this is just empowering people with a set of digital tools that actually support something that Aboriginal people have been doing for a very long time.
Exactly. And when we're talking about my health records and with the technology, then it goes with you wherever you go. And so it keeps a close watch on your health and making sure that everything's up to date and up to speed, no matter who, which doctor you go and see, which nurse, which health organisation you visit.
That's exactly right, Trevor. And, I mean, Guru and Yilamaka have been remarkable in their use of the My Health record, so that all of that information is in one place for Aboriginal people in the Yarrabah community, so that when they need their medications or their allergies information or a summary of discharge, if they've been in and out of a hospital, it's all there for them in one place. And the thing that's great about My Health record is it is your personally controlled record. So Aboriginal people own their own record, and they can be really strong in being in the conversation about their health and owning that whole health journey themselves, while they work with all their different health providers to support them right across their different healthcare needs.
Exactly. And Amanda, the other thing, let our mob know that it's all confidential as well.
It absolutely is. And it is your information, protected by the patient, supported by us. Our job at the Digital Health Agency is to make sure that everything is safe and secure.
Yes.
So we look after the system to make sure it's all safe, and then Aboriginal people can then manage their own information in the way that they want to, and talk to their health providers with all that information right in front of them, held and controlled by them.
Pardon the punt, but I think we can use the phrase, we are all in this together, are we not?
We absolutely are, no more so than right now. And as I said, my heart's with you, people of Cairns, people of Yarrabah, as we work through together. But what I am really excited by and so impressed by is that with a health service and leaders in the community like they've got, Aboriginal people have got the absolute best support that they need for their healthcare, even when they're in this difficult time.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing. Nice talking with you, my sister. Listen, you take care. All the best to your team. Stay safe. And when we're over this, come out and join us for a cup of coffee up here in Cairns, far north Queensland.
I would love to, Trevor. Thanks so much. I'll take that up.
Take care, Amanda. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Adela Yande, Amanda Catamol, her name is, and she's the CEO of Australian Digital Health Agency. And talking about the work, the beautiful work that Giruni Yalamaka is doing over there at Yarrabah. Congratulations, Community with Technology for Better Healthcare. My Health Records, looking after your mob there in the community. And we can all take a page out of your book, leading from the front in that space. So fantastic. And teamwork makes a dream work. Deadly team there, your mob. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.